Defense Attorney Abby Lowell glanced at his client, took a deep breath, and said, "On behalf of Mr. Edwards, we rest our case." Following nearly 3 weeks of sensational, contentious, and personal testimony from government witnesses, the defense concluded with an anticlimactic moment after using just 2.5 days to present its case. Edwards' attorneys avoided emotional testimony, tried to turn the focus to campaign finance law, and worked to discredit the government's key witness.
They got a witness to describe Andrew Young as dishonest.
Hampton Dellinger is a local attorney observing the trial in court.
They got another witness to talk about how surprised Edwards seemed to be when he found out that Bunny Mellon was given hundreds of thousands of dollars. They got in a little bit from the former FEC commissioner about how this issue of money to a mistress being possibly a campaign contribution had never come up in his 30-plus years. So they made progress with every witness, but they didn't hit a home run.
The government has charged Edwards with 6 counts of campaign finance violations for allegedly orchestrating a cover-up of his mistress by using nearly $1 million from 2 wealthy donors. At the center of this case are 2 key questions. Just what is a campaign contribution, and did Edwards knowingly break the law? Former federal prosecutor Kieran Shanahan describes the legal components of this case as unprecedented and complex.
I think both sides sort of assumed that the jurors were an informed audience when it comes to campaign election laws, and I'm not sure that they've effectively communicated some of the key points in the case, so I'm a little worried about jury confusion.
The judge will instruct the jury on how to interpret campaign finance law when she reads more than 35 pages of instructions this afternoon. But before the jury begins weighing the case, the prosecution and defense each get an opportunity for closing arguments. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.